The Greensprings office is notorious for its long lines and parking problems. But this morning at 8 a.m., the scene was even more chaotic than usual.
My name's Chris Johnston. I'm here to try to get my license renewed. I wasn't aware that they were going to be voting here today, but, I've got to get it renewed. It expired Friday. If I get pulled over, things being what they are, I'm sure I'll get a ticket since everybody's hard up for money, so.
My name is Anna Mosher. The parking here is terrible. I came here yesterday to get my tag renewed, and the line was all the way out the door, so I'm back again today. Hopefully the morning time it won't be as bad as my lunch break.
My name is Anthony Gardner. There's no such thing as coming on your lunch hour to get to handle business at the satellite courthouses. It's just, the line is just ridiculous. They have maybe three or four people waiting on in excess of 30 to 45 people at a time,
My name is Terry Williams. I've been voting here at this satellite office in Homewood for several years, and it's pretty busy early in the morning and late in the afternoon sometimes. But other than that, if you can come throughout the day and just make a quick stop through here, you can pretty much get in and get out. So there's no excuse for anybody not voting today.
Turns out a lot of people show up at the Greensprings office because they don't know their correct voting location. And that frustrates one man in particular.
My name is Bill Kelly. I'm chief inspector for the Homewood Satellite Courthouse. It's not a good place to have an election, to be honest. We should really be in a school or a church, and there are several that could be used. And I have complained in the past about the fact that this is a terrible place to have the election, mainly because there's not enough parking. And we have tremendous numbers of people, and all have automobiles, and there's no place for them to park. They drive around.
Jefferson County Election Supervisor Sid Browning says he understands the frustration, but voters could help things move more smoothly.
Election day, we see a lot of confusion that could really be abated by the voters doing a little homework before going to the polls. For instance, they could go to alabamavotes.gov, call the Board of Registrars, and find out, okay, where exactly do I go to vote?
Browning says knowing exactly what to do before you vote can make all the difference. Do your homework. Know the races. Know where to vote. And make sure you time it right to get a good parking spot. For WBHM, I'm Kevin Lehner.